Welcome to the Pioneer Forage Forum, featuring news and information important to dairy professionals working for successful animal nutrition. Today, we're talking with Pioneer Senior Research Scientist Fred Owens about feeding high-moisture corn. Now, Fred, I understand that many livestock producers feed high-moisture corn to their cattle. What are some of the benefits of feeding the ensiled high-moisture corn over feeding dry corn?
Well, there are a number of benefits that people talk about. Some of these are agronomic rather than nutritional. With regard to high-moisture corn, typically one can harvest the material earlier, which often is better weather, and this opens up the field for fall field work. Also, if it's harvested as high-moisture corn, one doesn't need to dry the corn if one has frost before the corn is ripe. And with earlier harvest, oftentimes one has actually a higher grain yield because less ears are dropped in the field. So far as feeding value, it is a highly digestible feed, but it is a different system than with dry corn in that it requires a silo, a pit, or a trench in order to store the material. And also, once the material is fermented, it has to be used as feed because it's wet and can't be handled through commercial markets. So those are some of the advantages of harvesting the material as high-moisture corn for feeding.
Well, what are some of the advantages in other areas, then?
So far as feeding value, the feeding value of ensiled high-moisture corn, so far as digestibility, it's virtually equal to steam flake corn, which makes it much higher value than simply the dry-rolled corn. But like corn silage, high-moisture corn has an ideal harvest moisture content. It is best fermented and best digested if it's harvested in the range of 26 to 32% moisture. The problem with higher moisture material is that it's harvested before the grain has fully developed, so one is sacrificing yield. And if one gets drier than 26%, typically the starch is less digested, so that there's an ideal window for harvesting the high-moisture corn. Typically, it is rolled or ground into storage. Like corn silage, one has to exclude air to let the material ferment, and also one wants to keep air from penetrating into the mass when one is feeding the material as well, because any time the material is exposed to oxygen, that permits spoilage to begin. One other advantage for high-moisture corn is that it is typically processed at harvest time. With dry corn, one has to roll or grind the material prior to feeding, whereas with high-moisture corn, typically it is all prepared so it can be simply scooped out of the pit or trench and mixed right into the rations, so one has a simpler material to feed at feeding time.
Does that provide any economic benefits for the producer?
So far as economic benefits, typically the energy value for high-moisture corn is at least 10% greater than for dry-rolled corn. So from an energy standpoint, it is a more valuable feed to feed.
Well, if we look at pros and cons, I guess that's the benefits. What are some of the limitations of feeding high-moisture corn?
Well, I guess some of the limitations are that, like steam flake corn, it is a rapidly fermented feed, so one has to watch out for problems with acidosis due to rapid fermentation in the rumen. One is also dealing with a wet feed, so there is slightly more weight to handle. But I think the acidosis and rapid fermentation are the major limitations. And then, of course, from a standpoint of marketing, one has to feed the material because it is not dry, so it can't be transported and handled like dry corn.
That is Fred Owens, who is Senior Research Scientist with Pioneer. Pioneer invites your feedback, comments, and questions at pioneer.com/forages. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Pioneer Forage Forum.